Hello again, wrestling fans. This is Lanny Poffo. Thank you for listening to Poetry in Motion on Who's Slamming Who. And, of course, I could not possibly do this show without my friend, my webmaster, my nemesis, Jeff Dougherty. Jeff, how are things in Prince Edward Island?
Well, an introduction like that, how could they be anything but fantastic? The weather's good. We're having a great summer up here. We just had Regis and Kelly were up here for four shows, and everything has been going fantastic. We've been bombarded with lots of celebrities and stars on our little island, and we're in full hype mode for all the stars and celebrities that have come out to the island this summer. So, but enough about me. How are you?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. The last time we spoke, we snuck it in early, sneaked it in early. I don't know which is correct.
Sneaked.
But sneaked, snuck, what's the difference?
Sneaked is correct.
Sneaked is correct? Well, I think so. But snuck sounds pretty good, too.
Okay. Brang and Brung.
It rhymes with one of my favorite words.
All right, spin it on, and you were saying, how are you?
And, of course, I mean truck. Without trucks, you couldn't be truculent.
That's true.
Now, I bet you don't know what I mean by that, but that's okay.
We're learning lots of new words tonight.
That's right. Anyway, here's the deal. Oh, yeah. Oh, never mind that. There's a new Mattel doll coming out. Did you know about that?
I did hear about that. Now, I heard a rumor. Now, I'm not quite sure if it's correct or not. Maybe you can confirm nor deny.
Wait a minute. I found out from you.
I know.
Come on. You emailed me this video, and it was fantastic.
I like to give you the scoop once in a while. You know, I like to let you be the one that gives the good news.
Yeah, wasn't that a great interview?
Fantastic. You know, the man has not lost a beat. I know we don't talk about him much on here, but I have to give credit where credit is due. And the greatest interview ever in professional wrestling, the Macho Man Randy Savage, and still, after all these years out of wrestling, still better than 99.9% of any of the current wrestlers on TV today at interviews. Fantastic. Great to see him again.
And in my opinion, better than the other 0.1% or whatever.
Well, this is true. We just have to let someone out there think that they're as good, you know, otherwise there'll be somebody whining. So that 0.1% doesn't know who they are, so... So, yes, fantastic. Very excited. My nephew, Mason, who you know, is very excited that there's a new Macho Man doll coming out in the spring. And the first thing he said was, can we buy it now? Can we buy it now? It's like I said, no, we have to wait till the spring. But, you know, we'll be one of the first ones to sign up to get that doll. And looking forward to some of the others, as Randy had said, that there's going to be a series of them throughout his career with the different outfits on. And, for anybody that didn't see the announcement, the actual direct video is up on WWE.com, and you got to go see it if you haven't seen it, because you haven't seen or heard an interview with the Macho Man in, gosh, how many years has it been, Lanny? 12, 14 years? And
I can't remember, but I'll tell you one thing. I laugh so hard when he says, it looks just like me. Not no, but then.
That was incredible, yes, it was hilarious.
I'm still laughing over that.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Enough about the Macho Man. Yeah. I got to tell you one thing. I went to Somerset, Kentucky, and the promoters there were so nice to me. There's this girl that was, well, she was the weather girl in Channel 8 back in the ICW days 32 years ago. And I just about fell in love with that girl. And now... As soon as I realized I was going to get booked, I called her because I knew that she was, anyway, I'm not going to mention her name because I don't want everybody calling her. So I decided that they're flying me into Knoxville. I would rent a car so we could spend the day together. So when the promoter picked me up, and it was the Cash Brothers, I don't want to mention their names, Ryan and Scott, and their pops. Yeah, but I didn't do it in sequence, so.
Oh, so anybody that's not smart enough to put that together will be okay, yes.
So you know what he did for me?
What did he do?
He didn't let me rent a car. And I was with Tatanka. He didn't want to go in. He says, well, Tatanka will give him another ride. He drove me all the way to Somerset, And I was on my cell phone, and I met her at a designated place. We spent the day together, and what a nice time. And I'll tell you what, when a promoter treats you that well, you want to do everything you can for that promoter. And I do appreciate it because I would have had to drive back to Knoxville that night and, you know, car rental and everything, and it was bad enough. I was getting up at 4 in the morning anyway, so I could go to Erie, Pennsylvania to make my new movie, Ninja, Prophecy of Death, another Len Kasabelski film. And, you know, he also did, he directed me in Curse of the Wolf. Well, I love Len. What a great guy. And the courtesy that he showed was just phenomenal. Just, you know, I was thinking, boy, I remember not being treated this well, you know. And here's two promoters in a row that are fawning all over me and catering to my every whim. And I did my very best for him. I hope the movie is as good as I hope it is. And he's improved, and maybe I've improved a little bit. And I, you know, Curse of the Wolf, they played it on an airplane flight, and it was so bad that people were walking out.
Now, what does that say for me? Because I enjoyed the movie and have watched it probably about 5 times now. So does that,
well,
that must say that I have poor taste in movies then, I guess, huh?
No, you have good taste in movies. There were some good points to it. I just didn't like myself in it, and I was hoping to do a little better this time, and we'll see.
Well, I got to say, the Blue Meanie was very good in it. I liked him. His part was hilarious.
Oh, man. He was great in it, but I did not envy him for doing that. I didn't want to compete for that role.
Well, no, there was a man who actually put his all into it and just kind of put aside his, I guess, what most people would probably be a little bit embarrassed doing some of the things he did in the movie, but he did a fantastic job. I thought he was one of the highlights of the movie. He did a great job. So, you know, the Blue Meanie was, you know, hopefully I get to see him in some more things in the future because the guy is talented and he's funny and, you know, he deserves more shots at some of those movies too.
Well, he stole the show, didn't he?
He did, especially when in the, we won't give it away because for those who want to go on geniuslandingpop4.com and pick up a copy, it is available for sale right there. And also the Blue Meanie underwear scene is certainly one that's priceless that you'll never, ever forget. So pick yourself up a copy.
Try,
and
try it. Try as your mic. You'll never forget it.
Sandpaper will never remove that vision from your eyeballs. So.
Yeah.
So you've been on a good streak lately, though. I mean, you know, I've heard a lot of horror stories about promoters and different organizers of things, and you seem to have been on a pretty good streak of getting some good promoters and organizers that have taken pretty good care of you lately.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've only been stiffed once in my entire career of wrestling independent shows, and that was by a guy named Timothy Beale. I won't mention his name, but he lives in West Virginia, so I'm sure he doesn't get this show.
Hmm.
But... you know, and he owes me $900, but I'm sure he's got the karma to go with it.
Exactly.
So,
or maybe the check's in the mail and it's just a little bit slow. You know how things, when you send me things or I send you things.
The, mail. The check is not in the mail. And it's, anyway, I just got back from downtown Tampa, and I wore my tuxedo to be the MC of Teresa Cerio singing to the troops. And, Teresa Cerio, let me give you my poem for her. It happened in Manhattan 9 months after 9/11, the illegal U-turn of an SUV. It smashed into a taxi cab and hurt my friend Teresa, whose name is featured on tonight's marquee. In the fight for her survival and her rehabilitation, they took away her leg but not her voice, and they can never take away the passion of Teresa that makes her friends and family rejoice. Through the trauma of the accident on Park and 34th to the epic voyage she has made since then. If anybody listening does not believe in miracles, Teresa Cerio is alive again. She sang to all the people in the VA hospitals all over Tampa. They all came, and it was a magnificent thing in the Tampa Convention Center, and I'm so glad she asked me to be the MC. And now I'm all excited about, you know, what else is coming up on the news section. and we've got some great things coming up. But please, before any further ado, thank the people for all the support that they gave to your sister, and tell us about that again.
Yes, I want to thank all the fans and listeners out there who did go on my website, jeffdock.com, and clicked on the link for the Help a Family in Need. If you listened last week, my sister and her family are going through some tough times. We've got a baby on the way, my nephew, who will be born in October, who's been diagnosed with Down syndrome, and the expenses and such for traveling to hospital, and things are quite overwhelming to them. So I want to thank those of you who did go on and donate. There were some that did donate, and I thank you very much for that. They thank you for it. It's been phenomenal to see the amount of support that people will show you who don't even know you. I know there's a lot of websites out there, and there's a lot of scams on the go, and that's something that we were worried about when we tried this, because we figured that people would think that this is just another scam, someone looking for money, but it's not. If you go on the link on my site, you'll see pictures of the family, you'll see the story that I put, and it's on my website, and you have my contact information on there. So that I can guarantee you personally that this is, you know, a legitimate cause, and 100% of the money that has come in, minus PayPal's little fee, is going directly to them, and they are using it directly for any related expenses to this. So it's already been a wonderful help, and if anybody else has been kind of sitting back, not sure whether they would donate or not, if you're able to, you know, please do, and we appreciate it sincerely. We're not asking for $50, $100. We're asking for $2, $5 if you have it, because, you know, I believe in leveraging the power of one. You know, together, a lot of people putting in $2 a piece gives you a great total. So, you know, we're not looking for big money. If you can spare it, and I understand a lot of people can't spare it, and that's fine too. Maybe you can post the link to the page itself in another form, and that would be your way of helping out, you know. So, I mean, we're just happy that anybody helps out in any form, and I appreciate those that did donate. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart, and from my sister, her husband, and Mason, Cody, and Alexander, the three boys. They certainly appreciate every bit of it. Thank you very much.
And speaking of scams, what's up with Wrestlers Rescue? Tell us about that.
Well, I don't know a lot about the organization, because I just know what I've read. Right now, there's a bit of a discrepancy, apparently. Another writer on the internet, who I will not name, because we don't want ourselves to be. Well, should we really? All right, okay. Well, we read his newsletter all the time, don't we, Lanny? Mike Aldrin's his name. So, Mike Aldrin.
Mike Aldrin.
Yeah, we read his newsletter. We get it in the email, and because we like to keep on top of what's going on. Apparently, he and Don Marie, who is the holder and the chairperson of Wrestler Rescue and founder, have a bit of war of words going on right now, and possibly some legal battles over the legitimacy of the organization. I myself don't know enough one way or the other to make any decision. I'm just sitting back, and you know, we'll all find out what the deal is at the end. I like to believe that everything is, you know, legitimate and everything is for good cause. So I'm hoping that this is, you know, this is all for naught. But we will see in the end what goes on, and you know, hopefully that you know, it's been for good cause and not for non-legitimate reasons. So that's what's been going on with that. So they're kind of battling it back and forth right now, and I guess there'll be people looking at the books to find out if this is the case, whether it is legit or not. So we will find out down the road.
Well, I have to admit, when I heard about it, I thought it was hilarious.
Really?
Well, you know, because it's like, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and then they wind up doing nothing. They raised all this money for Dr. Death, and as soon as Dr. Death deceased, he didn't get nothing. So what are you going to do with the money? Well, we can put it in my pocket, you know. So it's just where money lies, honor dies, and every time it happens, I laugh. You know, I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel about it. I remember one time I got a lecture from Blackjack Mulligan, who was telling me about Christianity and ethics and every little thing. And then next thing you know, he and his son Kendall get arrested in a counterfeit money scam where they gave money in a drug deal to undercover police, and they plea bargained for 2 years. Now, if that isn't funny, I don't know what is. I mean, And I get, and believe it or not, I've got more respect for him than I do the Von Erich family, because Kerry Von Erich was supposed to, he had violated his parole, he was going to go to jail, and he decided to put a magnum on his chest instead. Well, Blackjack Mulligan, or Jack Windham, is his real name, I think, he just faced the music and went in there for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what I found hilarious, he had his autobiography and didn't mention anything about that. You know,
left out the parts that might have painted him in a negative light, huh?
Well, you know, listen, nobody's perfect, but counterfeiting is probably something I haven't tried yet. You know, it's...
And probably a good idea not to try.
Well, I tell you what, it's very difficult, because if you looked at those $100 bills lately, they got holograms in there. You know what I mean? Oh. It ain't that easy.
You want to see the pretty Canadian money they got now. They've got all different colors, and they've got them with all kinds of anti counterfeiting techniques and such in them, too. So next time you get up to Canada, I'll show you our pretty Monopoly money that we have up here.
I saw it recently. I've seen the money. The only thing that's hilarious, too, is you got the loonies and the toonies.
That's right, but they're good, because if you go out for an evening to the, I don't now, because I've kind of gotten past that stage, but when we were younger, you go out to the bars for an evening, and you think you're broke when you come home, and you reach in your pocket, and you've got about $60 in change, so where you thought you only had some pocket change, you keep tossing loonies and toonies in your pocket all night from your purchases, and it turns out that you've got quite a bit of money the next day, so they are good for some things, so.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, Jeff, let me just, I guess that isn't like me, it's who's slamming who, and I've been slamming people, but I guess I'm just a little bit tired, tired of being really, really nice. It is late, and it's very hot in Florida, and I was wearing my tux, and I have to dry clean it now.
Yes.
So, and I was able to button it. And it's, so that's a good sign.
See, that's, the signs are good. You know, you're able to button the tuxedo now, you're getting in better and better shape all the time, whereby usually people over the years, the waistline expands some. Yours is decreasing. You're getting in shape, to do, any of the shows that you're booked for. In fact, excited about the fact you're coming up back up here to Canada in the Maritimes in the fall. So that's going to be pretty awesome.
And you're working on getting me in Prince Edward Island, are you not?
I am. Hopefully we can get you here. We'd like to get you here for a weekend and down to the eastern end of the island where I'm from, and which is one of the big arenas and the areas that you worked in, the town I'm in. And everybody here remembers you. Anytime I mention you, people are excited. They want to know how you are and how you're doing and what you're up to these days. So if we can get you up here and the word gets around, you're going to be bombarded with a lot of fans. You'll be smiling for thousands of pictures and signing tons of autographs, so you better get your best smile on and get your autograph all tuned up, because I'm sure you'll be meeting lots of people who enjoyed you watching wrestling like I did when they were younger here in Montague. So
well, my autograph hasn't changed. It's still like a drunk in an earthquake.
Drunk in an earthquake.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway, I know that we're about to cut out soon, because these things only last 20 minutes. And
we're at 19.
We are?
Yeah, we're at 19 already. It flies when you're having fun, huh?
So why don't you start a long-ass story and get it cut off right at the crux of it?
Breaking the mold now. We've been good at that lately, it seems, huh? We finally get into the good meat and potatoes, and that's when it gets cut off. So, But I think we've covered quite a few good topics tonight, and... again, I appreciate everybody who's helped out, with donations on my website, and glad that everything went well today for you in Tampa with the military veterans. And I just like to always say that, thank those military veterans whenever you do see them, because, they go over and they come back and some of them in some pretty bad shape, way worse than when they left. So make sure you thank them and, salute them every time you see them, because they're doing some rough work over there.
Yeah, it'd be terrible if we don't even appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? And they come back to, just like after Vietnam, I wrote a poem about that. It'll probably get cut off. Theirs was not.